gunny sacks. I don't know what that probably it's a strong fiber. Never really paid any attention to it as much feed as I moved. I've never paid any attention to it.
Did you ever hear any other name for it besides
burlap?
Huh?
Burlap.
Uh-huh. What about crocus sack?
Crocus sack, gunny sack, frog sack.
Frog sack?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Used to even call them tunnel oil sack. See, this used to be a tunnel oil center. Hurricane Camille came through and destroyed almost all of the tunnel trees. And so you'd fill up this feed sack, then you'd have about two bushels of tunnel oil nuts in it, roughly. So.
What did they use the tunnel oil for?
Paint, varnishes, thinners.
How come it's people didn't try to replant? They would just take
cattle industry.
It's more profitable than the
tunnels.
What about when Camille hit this area directly?
No, it hit the coast, but we were more or less, we caught a lot of them active.
What about Bessie? Was this area affected by Bessie?
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit. Almost all hurricanes affect us a pretty good bit. Not really much property damage, but water damage and high wind. You have a good bit of loss with them. Not like this time. Oh, I imagine this area, Pearl River County, probably suffered a ton of oil crops and the other trees, a ton of pecan trees and what have you. Oh, millions of dollars. I wouldn't really know what kind of figure to put on it. Plus, your houses have blown down. I really don't know. This is way up in the millions, so.
When you say this area flooded, would that be floods from the Pearl River?
No, rain, rain damage blowing in and what have you. We do have flood damage. It's been a long time since we had that.
They have the Pearl River, I guess. They have levees belonging to. Or is it?
Pearl, wide open. No, it gets out of the banks, so it's probably out of the banks now. And Pearl, the Mississippi, unless it's up around Jackson, probably hadn't got a levee on it.
They don't need. There's no trouble.
Well, they like to say people know about how close they can build to it. And if they build within those boundaries, they just suffer loss. Because I know from Columbia, which is about 70 miles from here, down, there is no type of levee. When it gets out of the banks, it's just out of the banks. And right now, I'd say it pearls out of the banks. As much rain we've been having.
But it's not really a threat like the Mississippi.
Oh, no. No. Not near as much.
Say if you took some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn you could take at one time?
What would you call the amount? I'd probably say you kill your whole harvest if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression of a turn of corn?
No.
What about if someone went out and had as much wood as he could carry in both his arms? You'd say he had
a load of wood.
Or an arm?
Arm full of wood.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you'd say he just had a
partial load.
Okay. Did you ever hear an expression like a